This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. China's former premier, Li Keqiang, has died of a sudden. He was 68 years old, according to China media. The heir and head of China under President Xi Jinping for a decade, from March 2013, he retired in March. EU leaders called on Thursday for pauses in Israeli bombing and Hamas rocket attacks to get humanitarian aid into Gaza after days of wrangling that highlighted divisions within the bloc over the broader Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
The aid needs to reach Gaza unhindered and quickly.
Israel's military was carrying out limited raids into Gaza as it prepares for ground incursion, said early on Friday. It was currently conducting raids in Gaza as part of preparations for the next stage. According to Hamas-affiliated media, Palestinian militants clashed with Israeli troops in at least two areas in Gaza near the border early Friday. The United States says Russia has been executing its own soldiers. U.S. National Security spokesperson John Kirby says the U.S. believes that the Russian military has actually been executing soldiers who refuse to follow orders, and that Russian commanders are threatening to execute entire units if they retreat from Ukrainian artillery fire.
It's reprehensible to think about that you would execute your own soldiers because they didn't want to follow orders, and now threatening to execute entire units. I mean, it's barbaric. But I think it's a symptom of how poorly Russia's military leaders know they're doing.
He says the U.S. has